So the excitement that is Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month continues ever onwards. And I'm looking at a website now. It says, Rich Thinkers, Essential Tools for Prospering. Rich Thinking helps self-employed and small business owners who love being of service but struggle with the money and business bit. Who could possibly have actually come up with this magical, fantastic invention and all manner of bits and pieces? Well, of course, only the fantastic Jane Rogers. Jane, are you indeed there?
I am. Hello.
Excellent stuff. So let's just share with us, because clearly you're taking part in Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month. So we're looking at the Rich Thinkers website from that. Let's face it, you wouldn't want to be a poor thinker, would you?
You wouldn't want to be a poor thinker, because if you have a belief that your thoughts affect your reality and affect your circumstances, then if you're thinking poorly, then you're going to get more of that, and that is poor circumstances, whatever they are.
The classic law of attraction in full force there, which is great stuff from that point of view. Now, we've been asking lots of our contributors to, obviously, these particular podcasts and audio treats that we're putting out, what the kind of notions are, what kind of life patterns have brought them to this particular moment in their lives. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Jane. Why did you actually feel that you needed to share this, you know, with the universe?
I've been in a situation in the last few years where I have been, let's say, given a cosmic elbow by the universe, a great big nudge that really forced me into thinking richly about our situation. Now, although rich thinking doesn't apply just to money or just to businesses, you can apply it to all sorts of situations. For me, it was that we got caught out, this is we as my husband and I, we got caught out in the credit crunch, and instead of, at this stage in our lives, being very well off and having plenty of money in the bank, we now have an enormous amount of debt. This is not something that I had planned, as you can imagine. Don't suppose anybody plans that. However, particularly in the last year or so, and I have been in such fear and such terror about the possibility of having no money at all and of owing a lot, hundreds of thousands, this is, to the bank, that I have been forced into thinking in a different way about it, because it's the only way that I could manage my thoughts and my feelings. It was the only thing that I had control over. And the result of putting into practice some of the things that I talk about in my website and some of the things that I talk about on my course, The Rich Thinking Way, is that I have come to a place where even though the situation has not changed, we're still in negotiations with the bank and we still owe all this money, I'm in a completely different place about it, and it does not touch my sense of safety and security now at all. Which is a pretty powerful place to be.
Indeed. I do like the balance that you've got between a background in psychotherapy and counselling together with practical business skills.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that we often encounter folks such as Duncan Ballantyne and the rest of the Dragon's Den team,
it's
kind of often missed out these days. Certainly, we seem to have actually forgotten that intuitive test that can often lead us to prosperity in all manner of bits and pieces, call it a gut feeling, call it tummy test, whatever, is frequently kind of missed out on that. Maybe because we've kind of learned to ignore it to our peril, really.
Well, yes, I think we have. One of the things that I did was I did not listen to my intuitive hunches. You know, hindsight is a great thing. You can learn a lot with that. But, I got into these problems because I wasn't listening to my instinctive reactions in the moment. And if I had done, things would have turned out differently. However, having said that, I can say that I'm grateful for the situation that has happened now in my life, because it's put me into this place of having to think richly, having to find the positive in what appears to be a pretty awful situation, and gaining the benefits of that, which, believe it or not, has been far more peace of mind than I've ever had.
We notice there's a slight Scottish accent that's coming through in various ways, and we do appreciate the huge range of international thoughts that have come through on this particular production. From your own perspective in Scotland, do you think that the message that Sheila has been coordinating this month, how has it actually been working? I mean, have you had any highlights so far? Is it something which you thought, thank goodness we're connecting on this basis?
Well, I live amongst a community of people who are very much into this kind of thing and who wouldn't dream of considering business without this aspect, because it is fundamentally meaningless and unfulfilling without that. So when we talk about spiritual marketing, for me, it and for what I teach and the people that I work with, it's very much about not just all the things that we've already been talking about in this month, but also about stopping whatever it is that you're doing, and which, if you're a business owner, you're likely to be doing quite a lot. But first of all, stopping, then being still, then listening, and only then acting. Because when you do that, and you come from a place of connection with your source or your spirit, then the actions that you take, even though they may be the same as what you would have done before, you do them with a different kind of energy, and it makes an enormous difference both to you and to the other people that you're interacting with.
Many practitioners of logic would say it's best to actually move from the general to the specific. It seems to me, Jane, that you're suggesting a very commendable notion of moving from the specific, in other words, the personal, to the general. And maybe, just maybe, it's something which, in terms of the global conglomerations, and we hear a great deal about how the banks are beginning to move into their own bonus-based ways, etc., maybe we just need to look to apply that on a kind of institutional level as well.
Well, yeah, exactly, because, you know, you can believe something, you can say that you are committed to something in a general manner, absolutely. We can all say, for example, that we think it's a good idea to do spiritual marketing, but if you're not actually practicing it on a day-to-day, individual, practical level on the little things, then there's a bit of a mismatch going on there.
You get a disconnect.
Not only that you get mismatched results, but that, again, that deep dissatisfaction comes. That doesn't work for people in this market. Just does not work at all.
Yeah, you get that disconnect, as we said, which it's a bit like going in an electrical circuit. If you actually start putting in resistance, then you won't get your full circuit going through the whole system.
Exactly.
Inevitably, there are folk who still can't quite appreciate that it is actually a remarkably simple aspect that you're talking about and discussing. It's phenomenally simple. Everybody has the capacity to remember how to do this. Mm-hmm. To somebody who's actually listening to this and thinking, codswallop, can't cope with that, ridiculous, etc. Mm-hmm. I sense that your own particular life journey, as you've shared with us today, can kind of help in that. But what would your kind of initial sort of words of advice be?
Well, the first thing is to be gentle with yourself. I mean, you know, if you're not used to this way of thinking or of doing business in this way, then the idea that you might have to, for example, stop and just be with yourself for a moment and to notice what you might be thinking and to notice what you might be feeling, that's quite intimidating. So let's just acknowledge that. And secondly, to say that to be brave and try it, because one of the things that happens in business that I've noticed is that when things are not going right, we get faster and faster and faster trying to make it better, trying to make it work, and that's not the thing that makes it work. Sometimes it does, and that's one of the things where we get tripped up. Sometimes it works, but often it doesn't, so there's no consistency there. But one thing that I can absolutely guarantee does work is when you stop at the time when you absolutely don't want to stop, and it's the last thing you want to do, and it seems mad in the face of everything, just to stop for a minute or two and close your eyes and notice your breath and notice your thoughts and notice your feelings and see if you can come back into a place of alignment with your heart and soul, then that really has enormous benefits. So that's the thing that I would be encouraging people to do the next time they find themselves in a kind of tight place or an anxious place or that kind of frantic energy when you're trying to get things done. Yeah, just to stop.
I'm reminded of advice I've often given students and undergraduates and a variety of other things when people do seem to be getting a little bit tense, or even actors just before you're about to go on stage, that keep breathing is an important thing to bear in mind. Sometimes we forget about it. It's important to work on that basis. The website is, of course, www.richthinkers.co.uk to find out more about fabulous work you're putting together, Jane, on this particular area. This is obviously the first Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month that Sheila's put together. We're happy and more than delighted to support it as far as Southside Broadcasting is actually concerned. Can we see this as something which is it's kind of getting a momentum. I mean, for years now, we can go all the way back, indeed centuries, there's always a line that if you will listen, if you will take that notion, then actually the life process is one that unfolds naturally and does actually work and should be enjoyed. Do you think actually we're getting to the stage where that tipping point, as we're in the early parts of the 21st century, is actually hopefully beginning to manifest?
Oh, yes, I hope so. And definitely there will be a tipping point at some point. Who knows when that will happen? But what is important is that the more people and individuals take responsibility and live their lives in this manner of integrity and with a spiritual awareness and with a willingness to move out of this place forward, then the more and more people are going to do that, more and more people are going to be affected, and the quicker we get to that tipping point.
Many cosmologists who might say it's already happened and it's a case of we just can't remember that it's happened, but there we are. Yes. That's a different line. Jane, it's been absolutely fabulous just sharing a few moments with your good self, and we do appreciate your time from that point of view. We've got two final questions for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here at Southside Broadcasting today?
Yes.
So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again maybe in the not too distant future and updating us on progress and all the rest of the magical bits and pieces?
I'd be delighted to.
Jane Duncan Rogers, founder, of course, of richthinkers.co.uk. We salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.